This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. Well, I hope that you are doing just fine on this Saturday evening. It is good to have you with us, Kevin McCullough, welcoming you to a special edition of Radio Night Live. And I call it special because if you're watching on your television screen, if you're watching on Biz TV, you're seeing some pictures of some people that you may not have seen before. They're not newsmakers. They're not celebrities. In fact, those are pictures of people that have been helped, at least initially, by our guest tonight, Joel van der Spek, and the group Christian Solidarity International. Every year, and I don't apologize for this at all, I feel very, very blessed as a human being to get to do what I do for a living. 6 days a week, I get to be on the radio across the country, talk about things that I want to talk about things that I hope are making a difference, talk about issues, talk about the top line news stories of the day. And every, for 6 days of every week, I get to do that uninterrupted. So a couple of years ago, I got very, very convicted about the desire to give back. And one of the things that I said that I would like to do is to use part of the airtime that I'm blessed to enjoy to actually make a big difference in the world around us. And so we started doing, a couple of years ago, a thing in the fourth quarter to help my listening family, for no other sake of better description, just the people that get together here, to say, what can we do? What can we do this Christmas season, this holiday cycle that's coming up? What can we do to change the world around us? And last year, because of your faithfulness, those of you watching and listening, because of your ability to understand someone's need and then step into that need, we were able to set free just shy of 200 slaves, human slaves, in South Sudan. They were in northern Sudan, but they were from South Sudan, and they were released back into South Sudan. And the vast majority of those slaves were released, or at least about half of those, I should say, were released in January, February of last year. And then in the spring, we were able to do some more, and those were released this summer. Well, there's another crisis in the African continent that I've been burdened for. And as we have talked only minimally about it thus far, some of you have as well. In fact, I'm very honored that tonight there's some of you that have come together and said you want to do something to inspire more people to get involved. So we're going to do that tonight. We're going to tell some stories, and we're going to talk about what's going on in a place called Nigeria. And Joel van der Spek is the U.S. Executive Director. He's the Director of Operations for the United States Oversight of Christian Solidarity International. They're an international organization, so Dr. John Eibner and other people are still involved on the international level, but Joel operates the offices here in the domestic United States, and he rejoins us at the Kevin McCullough microphone. Joel, it's good to have you here tonight. Thanks for being here.
Oh, thank you, Kevin, for having me. I really appreciate it. And I want to thank your listeners for their tremendous response in the past to helping with CSI's work. And I was just there on the ground in South Sudan, and I met some of the people that were free that your listeners helped free. So thank you so much.
Well, that's now you're just going to get me all blubbery and teary-eyed. No, but that's why we do it, Joel. And yeah. No, the interesting thing about it is we're never going to have a chance. Most of us are never going to have the chance to meet any of those people. You did. Mm-hmm. I know that Pastor Heidi has in the past. John Eibner has in the past, but a lot of us aren't going to be able to. But you were able to. And
yes.
So you're able to attest to the fact that what we had set out to do last year, we actually were able to accomplish.
Absolutely. And it is overwhelming to think about from this side of the globe that this is actually happening. But it was only just 2 weeks ago I was face-to-face with these people that had been freed, thanks to, again, to your help and the listeners. And it just sunk in. It really sunk into me. So I want to pass that on, that it is happening. People are being freed. And the people sent the message of thanks. They said, the people that helped us in this practical way, please go back and thank them for us. Mm. So I share that message with
you. All right. Well, we will receive that message on your behalf, Joel Vanderspeck. Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about what people don't know about the country of Nigeria, because as bad as the slave situation has been in the Sudans, and we've been able to bring some awareness to that, what is happening in Nigeria is really, truly heartbreaking, and you've also spent time on the ground there. So tell us from your firsthand experience what we know.
Right. Thanks, Kevin. I was there, yes, as you mentioned, this summer, during the tail end of attack by an Islamist group called the Fulani. Now, most of us have heard about Boko Haram, but the Fulani militants, Islamic Fulani militants, are 10 times worse than Boko Haram. And I was there with CSI project manager Franco Majok, who is on the ground in Nigeria helping with our aid distribution to persecuted Christians. While we were there, this attack took place where over 230 of our brothers and sisters were slaughtered by the Islamic group, the Fulani. And we arrived on the ground at the tail end of these attacks, which took place for 4 days straight without any intervention by government, police or military or any aid agency. They were left sheep to the slaughter, the Christians in this middle region of Nigeria. And as we arrived, we were taken straight from the airport, and as soon as we got within half a mile of the airport, we saw the multitudes of people fleeing these villages, Kevin. And it was just a sight that you just can't begin to describe. People fleeing literally for their lives, crying in absolute shock and trauma, not knowing where to go. People were just in tears at the side of the road. They had left everything that meant something to them, their home communities, their farms that they worked so hard to cultivate, their loved ones. Every person that we had met had lost a loved one from these villages, and they were left literally with nothing. Everything they worked for was gone. Loved ones that they held so dear to them had been killed, and there they were with just the shirts on their backs. And some of them had managed to take their Bibles with them and a few other articles of clothing at times if they could. But they were just there needing desperate help. And so we were able to bring some of the first amount of aid in and listen to their stories. And, boy, what stories there are to be told that actually the news media around the world they've just not picked up on at all. This is completely under the radar, a humanitarian crisis, persecution against Christians. That really has just been not spoken about at all in the international community.
It's a genocide that's being ignored is what it is. And that's why, friend, now that you've heard what Joel had to say about it, you understand this is what we're going to do this Christmas season to try to save some lives. And here's the real simple part of it, because we're going to tell a lot of stories and we're going to get into the details tonight. But what you need to understand is that $225 will supply housing, food, and desperately needed medical care for the refugee families. That's a whole family that can be helped for $225. And I need you to understand, friend, that there are hundreds and even thousands of people that need help. If we have a goal, which we do, of somewhere like around 80 families, you know, that's such a minimal drop in the bucket. And yet for those 80 families, it's going to make an absolute 1,000% difference that they're going to be able to survive. On the graphic that you see on the TV screen, if you're watching on Biz TV, you say all they want for Christmas is to live. It doesn't get any more complicated than that. These are people that genuinely want their lives to be saved, and they want to live with their kids, and they want to be able to pursue a healthy life. Here's the number, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. Now, to do all three of those things, the food, the medical care, and the shelter. It's $225, and that takes care of one whole family. If you can't do that full amount, maybe you could break it up over 2 months and do $113 over 2 months, and that would supply it as well. Maybe you can just do $50, which would supply the food portion or the medical portion or the shelter. My plea with you, friend, is not that you get wrapped up in what you think you can't do, but figure out a way to make it happen, because these families are just in that such of desperate need, and we're going to tell the stories of them in just a moment. But I want you to write that number down, or I want you to put it in your smartphone. 888-342-1010 is the number. 888-342-1010. That will help save a Christian family from Islamic terrorists known as the Fulani herdsmen. We'll find out more about who they are when we continue. And you're going to hear some pictures from the scene as well. Hopefully, if all of our equipment's working properly tonight. We had a little bit of a rough start, Joel, but I think we're on track now. So, anyway, stay with us. It's Kevin McCullough. This is Radio Night Live, live from New York, and we're asking for your help. 800-882-1010. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys. Of all the boys I've known and I've known.
All right, Kevin McCullough, it's Radio Night Live, and today I was grumpy because I had like a little bit of allergy, you know, and like a little scratch in the throat and all that. And it's easy to be grumpy until you start thinking about the people that we're talking about tonight. And then you go, oh, wait a second, I'm doing pretty well by all measure. Kevin McCullough welcoming you to Saturday night. We've got a very interesting discussion slated for these 2 hours, because this is the first conversation we're having of this kind of official fourth quarter season of 2018 to get us to the point where by Christmas we will have attempted to have rescued somewhere around 80 families that are in desperate need of it. And they're needing three specific things in the country of Nigeria. They need food, they need shelter, and they need medical care because of the violence being carried out against them. And as we are going to be able, in another segment or so, hopefully to be able to play some video of some footage from Joel's time there, you'll see firsthand just how tragic it is. But Joel, in absence of that, you went there this summer, and you said while you were there, there were four straight days of attacks by the Fulani herdsmen. Now, who are the Fulani herdsmen?
Right, Kevin. Again, like you mentioned, the Fulani are not really known within the international news media for persecuting Christians, but they are in Nigeria. So the Fulani are a nomadic group of pastoralists. They're cattle herders that roam a very large area of Africa. So basically about 20 million Fulani dispersed throughout West Africa, and about 7.5 million of them are living within the borders of the country of Nigeria. So Nigeria has the largest population of Fulani. And somewhere along the way, the Fulani have been radicalized. We're not quite sure along which ideological stream of Islam, be it ISIS or Al-Qaeda or one of these particular groups, but they have used their close proximity to Christian communities in Nigeria to start a jihad and to try to wipe Christians off the map in the country in those particular regions, where the northern part of Nigeria is primarily Muslim, in the south of Nigeria is majority Christian. So along those fault lines are where the Fulani are beginning to infiltrate, and there's been literally dozens and dozens of villages that have, Christian villages that have been wiped out by the Fulani without any government intervention whatsoever. As a matter of fact, when the government does step in, be it the police or military, the only thing they're doing is attempting to arrest Christians that may be defending their own properties. And it's just an absolute tragedy. So the military are complicit with the operations of the Fulani.
Explain that, because I think it leaves a little bit of a disconnect. The only police action that's being taken are they come and they arrest the Christians. Those are the ones who are being attacked. Why are they arresting them?
It's an absolute outrage, Kevin. So the president of Nigeria is a Fulani Muslim himself. So at the very least, he's turning a blind eye to these attacks. But there are further accusations that he may be complicit in the actual agenda of the Fulani Muslims to take over large regions of Nigeria for an Islamic State to happen, or Islamic Sharia law to happen or to occur within those regions. There's already Islamic Sharia law in 11 states in Nigeria, so it's spreading throughout the country. And the Fulani look back to a time where they, back in the 19th century, ruled, they had a caliphate in a large area of Nigeria and also Cameroon, which was deconstructed, was taken, it was wiped out by the British and French colonial forces. So they look back to those times, they want to have their caliphate back, and they're killing Christians in the process to do that. So the government, and we've even, Kevin, we've heard just recently reports of those in military uniform alongside the Fulani while these vicious horrific attacks are taking place. And we're talking about attacks with AK-47s upon defenseless Christians. They don't even have anything to defend themselves with. Mm. And those coming with machetes, and others coming with canisters of gasoline to burn people alive in their homes. So, and we're not quite sure that those that are in military uniform, some are suggesting it's the actual military working alongside of them. Others are saying that the Fulani, because the military is complicit with this at the very least, they're obtaining military uniforms from the Nigerian military, and they're wearing them during these attacks so as to take people by surprise because they think the military is in town at the beginning, and then they come out of their homes, they realize it's actually the Fulani they're attacking. So it's very, very disturbing what's going on.
Friends, again, the response to this is obviously, well, we want to stop the killing and we want to protect the innocent people. So there's a real practical element to this, and that is providing food and shelter and medical care for the victims. And I know that, Joel, some of the wounds have been well, just imagine AK-47s and machetes. Like, what kind of wounds do you get from that? They're pretty brutal and they're pretty merciless.
Yeah, that's the part, Kevin, that really, really gets me. It's difficult to talk about without, you know, losing it. Especially when we went and we saw children in the hospital that had machete wounds. Mm. I mean, Kevin, we're talking about kids, even toddlers, that had machete cuts on their necks because the Fulani attempted to decapitate these children. And you just can't walk away from that type of situation, seeing these kids in the hospital. And thank God some of them survived, but many of them didn't.
Right.
And these villages were littered with bodies. And, Kevin, I get pictures still on a weekly basis from our friends, Christian friends that are in these villages that are just begging for our help. And I can't share those pictures with anyone because they are too gruesome to pass on. But I can tell you that from what I've seen, it's the worst possible attack upon brothers and sisters in our faith that you can ever imagine. It's evil. It's malicious. It's ongoing. And it's without abating. It's not stopping. No one is coming to the protection of our Christian brothers and sisters in Nigeria.
Right.
And that's why they're coming to us for help. They say, look, the government hasn't helped us. There's no other aid agency over here. The UN came. They took a report and they left. They never came back. And so please, CSI and those that you're working with in the U.S., please help us. And so we feel this tremendous burden of responsibility. But as you mentioned, the type of wounds that people receive are awful. I mean, there are machete cuts all over them. AK-47 bullet. I mean, imagine AK-47. I mean, it's the most powerful machine gun one can obtain.
Right.
And somehow they're getting them. Again, we figure government sources are supplying the Fulani with these weaponry. And they are attacking at 2 a.m. in the morning, 4 a.m. in the morning. They try to get inside of people's homes in these villages and gun them down while they're sleeping, while they're at their most vulnerable moments.
Well, let me just remind people as we go to this break, 888-342-1010. You can rush emergency help through CSI directly this Christmas season. All these fellow Christians want is to live this Christmas. We can help them. 888-342-1010. For $225, you can give them a combined package of food, shelter, and the medical care that they need for an entire family. And we'll get into some of the details of how that works and also tell you some of the specific, very excruciating stories. But Joel Vanderspeck is with us tonight. And, friends, we're trying to make a difference in this world. That's what we do every Christmas season here at Radio Night Live. And Kevin McCullough, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The Saudis have confirmed that Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi died inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. Through an interpreter, the Saudi state-run news agency tells us
they will continue investigating and interrogating those responsible, who are 18 persons of Saudi nationality.
In response, the White House may consider stopping arms sales to Saudi Arabia. But President Trump alluded to the cost of such a move during a roundtable event at Luke Air Force Base.
You know, we're talking about something right now where a particular country ordered, you'll never guess who this is, about $110 billion worth of equipment. And I assume you'd like to keep those orders, probably.
Yes, sir.
But if you don't, Boeing, Dennis, you can let me know.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
With a recession ending. If you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Kevin McCullough, we're live from New York tonight and grateful. Thank you to those of you that have already called, 888-342-1010. I wanted you to see firsthand a little bit of what we're talking about. Take a look at this little video clip right here.
In the city of Jos, Nigeria, Islamist-inspired Fulani militias with machetes and firearms killed more than 200 people in 10 Christian communities on June 23rd and 24th. Of 2018. The attacks affected the most vulnerable, the elderly, mothers carrying their infants, children hiding in their churches. The attacks went on for over 3 hours with no security forces coming to help. Many children lost one or both parents. Houses were looted and then burned to the ground.
Near your house?
In the village.
Yes.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
I said, God, help us. You are the only one that can help us from this evil disease.
The bone zombies, the practical thing, you went away with it. But I know you because of religion, only Christians.
It was only Christians that were killed, and we'll play some more of this as we go through the evening, because this little video that CSI put together really does capture what the problem there is. But you can get a sense of the desperation. Joel Vanderspeck is the executive director of CSI here in the United States, and he was there when these attacks occurred. And Joel, the fact that people were just left to die is pretty discouraging. So I'm thinking on a practical level, people say, well, of course we want to help. How do we get that help to them? So how do we best shelter them? Where is CSI able to bring these people to so that they are in a safe environment?
So the immediate help in terms of shelter for the IDPs, internally displaced people, have been primarily in church compounds, and we've had to build more structures with on those properties, or at times there were unfinished building structures that we had to complete with roofing and what have you, to house those that were displaced from their own communities.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
And those are more secure because they're compounds. So there's external walls, and there's people that, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, you can provide your own security there to some degree, whereas in the outer villages that are kind of exposed to the mm-hmm. to the wilderness, that doesn't exist.
Correct, yeah. So the people fled from the villages to the larger city of Jos. So there was somewhat more security there, but not adequate security still. And then there was other camps that are near to those villages that were attacked. And there's still, despite all of the attacks that have happened, there's no presence of security at all within that region.
Mm.
So, again, the government has completely failed the Christian community there in that region of Nigeria. There have been others as well during the attacks and thereafter that fled to the forest area, and we had to get immediate aid to them in terms of food and proper bedding and what have you, and try to coax them out of those areas and let them know that it was safe. They had some safe passage to find their way back into Jos, but they were terrified, as you can imagine. They didn't want to come into those areas.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Friends, so as you're listening tonight, there are dozens, hundreds, thousands of families that need help. We're asking if you can help us help about 80 of those families, and one family can be helped with food, shelter, and medical care for a total of about $225. It breaks down, food's about $50, the medical care about $75, and then another $100 for shelter. But that covers the whole family. And we need your help to be able to make this happen, because, again, as Joel has already explained, there is literally no one else there. The UN's not there. The USA is not there. The Nigerian government is not helping. And it is only through the efforts of this handful of people and organizations like CSI that are saying, hey, we're going to step up and do something about this, that a real difference is being made. That phone number is 888-342-1010. And you may be saying to yourself, Kev, I remember CSI. Don't I? Weren't they the ones that we helped free the slaves in Sudan with last year? Yes, that is the same group. And this is one of the passions that keeps them awake at night. Helping persecuted peoples, particularly people that are persecuted for their faith, particularly brothers and sisters in Jesus. If you're a Christian, this is something that Christians should uniquely understand, that they need our help. And they did nothing wrong except have faith in Jesus Christ. That was the only sin that they committed. But when the Fulani herdsmen came through their town, that was enough to earn a potential death sentence. And so we're trying to reverse that. 888-342-1010 is the phone number. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. And when you give right now, you're helping one of those 80 families that we need to get help rushed to. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. We'll be telling you more stories. And Joel, when we come back, I want to zoom in on one very special story in particular, because there is a little bit of redemption involved in it. We'll tell you that story when we come back. 888-342-1010.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
All right, Kevin McCullough in New York. You know, it's going to be just a few weeks. And that scene right there, if you're watching on Biz TV, that's Fifth Avenue. If you're just with us a couple of weeks from now, you're going to see snowflakes and other things start to decorate that street. And there'll be, you know, all kinds of wonderful signs of the season and reminders of why we enjoy the Christmas holidays so much and what all they can mean and so forth. And as we go through Thanksgiving and into the Christmas cycle, and there's nothing wrong with it. We'll celebrate the really good gift that Christmas is, the joy to the world for the Lord comes, you know, all the good things about what that represents. But in Nigeria, there will be a very different outcome, and we are hoping that we are not too late to bring a bit of Christmas cheer to the Nigerian families, particularly the Christian families that are being hunted down by the Fulani herdsmen. CSI, Christian Solidarity International, is our partner in this endeavor. And I want to say thank you. Several of you have already given, and as you continue to reach out and to think about what you're going to do and call tonight, I just want to remind you, for $225, one-time gift, or maybe you need to break it up over 2 months, $113 times two, something along those lines, you could rescue a Nigerian family from the Islamic radicals' hands. You have the ability to help affect that when you call tonight, 888-342-1010. $50 of that is the food that the family will need. $100 of it is the shelter, and then they'll be given medical care as is needed in addition. So that one-time gift of $225, it's kind of like a find a safe place card for them. It reserves their spot and allows them to now have greater security, greater provision, and help in this really turbulent time. Joel Vanderspeck is with us, and he is the executive director of Christian Solidarity International here stateside. And Joel, one of the things that when you hear about this that really stands out is when you hear stories, particularly stories where, I don't know, the miraculous happened. And I know that there's one story in particular of something that went down while you were there in Nigeria this summer that has moved a bunch of people that have heard the story across the country. Tell us about Lydia.
Yeah, sure, Kevin. I'd be glad to. Well, when Franco and I arrived in the hospital in Jos in the emergency ward, we were shocked and overwhelmed to find over 150, mostly children, who were there suffering from the gunshot wounds and from the machete cuts that they had from the Fulani. And the first bed that we went to, we spoke to David, who's the father of little Lydia. Lydia is only 8 months old. And we saw her there lying on the hospital bed, her body completely bandaged up. And we wonder, what happened to little Lydia, this little eight-month-old precious girl, Christian girl from the village outside of Jos? And her dad told us the story that Lydia's mom was there inside of the home in the village with Lydia, just taking care of her during the day. And the Fulani came to attack. And the first thing that Lydia's mom, Ruth, did was to call the dad. She called David up, the dad, and said, "Don't come home because the Fulani are attacking." And so Ruth was able to save David's life by avoiding the Fulani on his way home from the fields. And the Fulani came to the house, and they managed to break down the door. And Lydia's mom saw the Fulani come through the door, and she held little Lydia as tightly as possible and turned her back to the attackers, and they opened fire with the AK-47 to this vulnerable mom holding her precious daughter, Lydia. And she took the bullets. Lydia's mom took the bullets, and the bullets went straight through the mom's body and into little Lydia, and that's why Lydia was in that hospital bed, because she had the bullet wounds throughout her entire body. And her mom had died sacrificing her life for Lydia and also the husband, little Lydia's dad, David. And so David was remembering his precious wife who gave her life to save both Lydia and himself. And that was just one of the stories that we heard while we were there, Kevin, in the hospital ward just after these attacks took place.
And as bad as Lydia was injured, she certainly would have been far worse if her mom had not made that sacrifice.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Her mom saved her life for sure.
Friends, we can do something that that could be very meaningful, and that is to help a family just like Lydia and her father David get shelter, get food, and get medical care in the aftermath of these attacks. It's really quite important because these attacks are seemingly random. You don't know when they're going to come. The idea is that there are many vulnerable populations there, and to be able to respond quickly or to, in some cases, preempt that, the timing just matters. So your gift tonight makes a huge difference. And if you're just thinking of, you know, a typical idea for how to have a great holiday, you know, this Christmas. None of us are going to have on our list, oh, please, can we just live? Can we just be allowed to live? And yet that is a gift that is so important to these families that are being victimized by the Fulani in Nigeria. Here's the phone number, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. There are some 80 to 90 families that we have the ability to help right now if we were to pick up the phone and make that call. And our goal is that we would reach all 90 of them by the time Christmas rolls around. But I don't really want to wait that long to get it done. I'd like to have CSI already be giving the aid and the help and the care to the families that are in need right now. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. Joel, as we think about this, long-term solutions, the world's governments have to get involved on some level, don't they?
They do, absolutely, Kevin. This has got to be brought to the world's attention. The international community cannot stand by and let this sort of thing happen. And, you know, you read news reports around the world of things happening, and the news is just not picking up on these type of stories. I'm not sure why. Does the world not care about Christian communities around the globe? Is this just some evil conspiracy to let Christians suffer and die in places like this without anyone hearing about it? I'm not sure. But something has to be done, and that's why we feel that burden of responsibility. And we thank you, Kevin, for giving a voice to the persecuted Christians of Nigeria. We really appreciate it because no one else is talking about this. But if we could find a way to lobby governments to bring this to their attention, we know that governments can have the ability to influence countries like Nigeria. The U.S. gives a massive...
Well, and in fact, that's part of what Dr. Eibner does with CSI, is he does lobby governments directly. Anyway, coming back with Joel Vanderspeck. Stay with us, friends. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010.
By now you know that wireless technology, like cell phones, do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
All right, final few minutes of hour one, and friends, my real heart in all of this, as I said at the beginning of the hour, is that I feel very, very blessed to be able to do what I do. I don't know how many people wake up every day and say, man, I get to do what I love. But because I have, I've always felt a huge obligation and responsibility to go along with it. So it's not only that I can get you excited about the midterms and, you know, making sure you know what the latest in the news is and kind of how to think about it and what to kind of see that nobody else is pointing out. I love doing that. And it's not even work to me. That's how little discomfort it brings to me. I just love doing what I do. But in order to recognize that, you know, God's had a hand in getting me here and putting me where I am and getting to do what I want to do, I want to give back. I want to give back to Him. I want to give back to the causes that he cares about. And tonight, as we are discussing the Nigerian genocide, really, of Christians by the Fulani herdsmen, which is a radical Islamic group, I just feel like it's the least we can do to try to help as many of these families as we can. And, you know, last year we liberated, I think it was about 80 slaves for roughly the same amount of money. I think it was $250 for the release of one slave, but for $225, we're actually rescuing an entire family this year, and doing so in a way that is very, very urgent in its need, because there is no predicting when and where the Fulani will next strike. I'm sure Joel wasn't expecting, while he was on the ground in Nigeria this summer, for there to be 4 days of straight attacks, and yet there were. So as you can see and as you can understand, this is a problem that is it's not being abated. It's not going away. Governments aren't doing anything about it, but Christian Solidarity International is. And we have the opportunity to just step right into the middle of it and say, hey, how can we provide help, security, shelter, food, support, medical support for these families, and particularly for these kids like little Lydia that Joel was just describing. So 888-342-1010 is the number, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, that's 888-342-1010. You can also go to CSI's website. You can also go to my website, thebingethinker.com. Click on the CSI banner. That'll take you directly to the page where you can give online. And I would welcome any gifts that come via that means as well. But, friends, we need your help. There are 80 families that are in dire need, and they need our support. We can do that. We can guarantee them a Christmas this year that is going to make a difference. And again, these are brothers and sisters. These are people that love the same God that you and I do. And that's their only crime. Their only crime is that they are not radical Islamic jihadists like the Fulani. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. Hour number two is on the way, and Joel Vanderspeck stays with us. We're gonna get much more into the details of what is happening there and why it's so important that we give right now, why it's so important that we help right now. And I can only imagine some more very potent stories from the region as well. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Radio Night Live. Don't go away.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
And have the